Hello, my name is Inigo Barker, and I'm an analyst at Analysys Mason. Today, I'm going to be talking about Facebook's recent investment in Jio Platforms, parent co to Indian operator Reliance Jio, and the ramifications of this deal for India's telecoms and digital sectors. In late April 2020, Facebook announced its intention to invest $5.7 billion US for a 9.99% stake in Jio Platforms. In a related move, a link up between WhatsApp and JioMart, Reliance Industries' click and collect e-grocery platform, was also announced. This tie-up presents both with a joint opportunity to launch a super app that can help to mobilize India's growing digital economy. The effects of this deal on other Indian telecoms operators and the broader digital sector in India are likely to be significant. In this podcast, I will talk about the drivers of this deal and the potential impact on telecoms players and others. Facebook's equity investment in Jio Platforms in April 2020 coincided with the launch of a partnership that links Reliance Industries' JioMart and Facebook's WhatsApp. This partnership allows WhatsApp users to access the JioMart app via a dedicated WhatsApp number. After making a purchase on the JioMart app, WhatsApp users will receive an invoice and the seller's location via WhatsApp before collecting their order. There are various reasons behind Facebook's tie-up with Jio Platforms. First of all, Facebook's investment in Jio Platforms and the JioMart WhatsApp partnership mark a step towards Facebook and Reliance Jio pooling their user bases and resources to launch a super app on a scale comparable to Tencent's WeChat. In their respective press releases announcing the investment, both Facebook and Reliance Industries stated their intention to focus on digitalizing India's substantial small and medium-sized enterprise sector. Reliance Industries CEO Mukesh Ambani has also identified healthcare and education as future areas of collaboration with Facebook. Integrating SME sellers into an app and scaling up the app service portfolio to include services beyond communications and e-commerce can, if successful, allow Facebook and Reliance Jio to gain a substantial share of consumer attention, which will create further service and revenue opportunities in the future. Moreover, Facebook's acquisition of a stake in Jio Platforms represents an opportunity for Facebook to gain more exposure to a fast-growing emerging market, and in particular to India's digital sector, in which Reliance Jio plays a key role. It is also an opportunity for Facebook to deploy capital from its large cash pool. Facebook's cash pile stood at $54.9 billion US as of 2019. Most importantly, however, Facebook's investment may give it an easier way into the Indian market. Facebook has had limited success in India so far. Its most prominent venture, Free Basics, which offered free access to certain websites, was banned by the regulator in 2016 for violating net neutrality rules. Investing directly in India, especially at a time of COVID-19-driven economic hardship, suggests a firm commitment and can help win Facebook political capital to aid its business activities. For Reliance Industries, selling a stake to Facebook is part of a drive to raise equity and deleverage. Reliance Industries intends to eliminate net debt by March 2021, and since Facebook's stake acquisition, it has also sold equity stakes in Jio Platforms to investment funds Silver Lake, Vista Equity Partners, General Atlantic, and KKR. Facebook's investment also enables Reliance Industries to welcome a global digital innovator as a partner. The impact on the telecoms market in India and the broader digital sector is potentially significant. For Reliance Jio, opening up its services to new customers may lead to revenue gains. Increasing its service range, or ultimately operating a super app, can help Reliance Jio to reduce mobile churn and to further build mobile ARPU, which stood at $1.83 as of 2019, 10.1% above the market average. The tie-up with Facebook is also a boost to Reliance Jio's ambitions as a B2B digital enabler and a digital lifestyle company. This move is likely to put pressure on Jio's competitors, but it is not clear what impact it will have on the level of mobile market competition as a whole in India, which is increasingly an area of concern given Vodafone Idea's financial troubles. This deal may enable Facebook to realize its ambitions to have a stronger presence in India, but it remains unclear what relationship it will have with local authorities. The forthcoming personal data protection bill in India may impose high compliance costs relating to data localization, among other things. Furthermore, local sources report that the government in India is mulling new taxes for big tech companies. At the same time, however, in addition to gaining a useful local partner in Reliance Industries, Facebook will have won some goodwill from local authorities, given the timing of its investment and the way that its aims correspond with the government's Digital India vision. The key, as yet unanswered question is whether these new advantages will be sufficient to enable Facebook to operate its business with limited regulatory obstacles. Facebook's investment in Jio platforms provides an interesting example of a big tech company investing in a telecoms company. Elsewhere, big tech companies typically compete with telecoms operators. India is a relatively unusual case because of the significant growth opportunities for the digital economy, as well as the role that telecoms operators such as Reliance Jio play as central enablers of the digital economy. Operators in other countries are likely to view partnerships with tech companies as attractive, but the opportunities to form such partnerships are potentially more limited. It is not yet clear how Reliance Jio's competitors will respond. To compete more effectively, a similar tie-up with a technology company is likely to now be higher on the agenda of Indian operator Bharti Airtel, which has clear ambitions in both the financial services and digital services sectors, as well as Vodafone Idea. Indeed, at the time this was published, Google was reportedly considering buying a 5% stake in Vodafone Idea. Given the size of the digital economy opportunity, there is likely to be room for more than one operator to succeed, even if the benefits of the deal between Reliance Jio and Facebook are yet to materialize. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me or consult the original article. Thanks very much.